The Wailers were signed to rock and roll label Island, did Traffic, Richard Thompson, all those great kind of UK independent sounds. Blackwell was a Jamaican, even though, you know, white guys were down there too, you know, out of many one. It's Jamaican Independence Day tomorrow. And so he said, yeah, Bob Marley and the Wailers, those guys, they have the charisma. Peter Tosh, militant, Bob the rock and roller, and Bunny Wailer the mystic, and then a really tight band with the Barrett Brothers, Seco Patterson doing some really great percussion sounds, and Tyrone Downey really laying down the great organ sound that's on these albums. So he said, you know, that tough mix that you guys gave me is a little too maybe real, the ghetto sound as opposed to the party sound. So he brought in a couple Nashville session men, Wayne Perkins and Rabbit Bundrick, that he had used for some Island releases, and said, let's see what you guys can do. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the tough Jamaican version first, and then we're going to hear the kind of psychedelic remix version that sold boatloads of records and made Chris Blackwell look like a genius. All right, here we go. Listen close. Get your ear to the speaker. The Wailers, 1973, Concrete Jungle Jamaican Sound Original.